And the New Zealand cricketers are on the brink of losing their first game of the World Cup, with Pakistan easing their way past the Black Caps' modest, or nearly easing past, of 237 runs for the loss of just 3 wickets. Let's just have a look at the moment. They need about 4 runs off the last 2 overs with 7 wickets in hand, and Barber on 100, so you'd have to say that is a lost cause. The New Zealand batsmen struggled at Edgbaston, with only Jimmy Neesham 97 not out and Colin de Gronholm scoring more than 50 runs. We can cross to England now and talk to former Black Caps bowler Ian O'Brien. Good morning, Ian.
Hi, good morning, kia ora.
Kia ora indeed. So what went wrong here? This looks like a pretty disappointing loss for the Black Caps.
Yeah, it will be. I think what went wrong is a culmination of the previous games, where it's maybe been covered up a little bit. They've won ugly in the previous games, but in this game they just haven't been able to score enough runs. And I think as a bowler, I'm probably going to pick one side or the other. I think New Zealand's bowlers in the previous games have actually done well to keep the totals to be chaseable. And I think today the bowlers have done a pretty good job with not a big enough target to create that pressure for Pakistan to really have to push hard at it.
So some problems at the top order, Ian, with what, Colin Munro, Guptill again failing, Latham failing, Taylor and Williamson have been pretty good, but that must be a concern.
A massive concern. And look, for me, before this game, I would have probably done 4 changes. And I know that's really easy to say right now, but I would have cleared the bench. Ish would have played and Tim Southee would have played. So New Zealand would have had to have changed out one seamer for a spinner. And then I would have put Nichols in the middle order for Latham and put the wicketkeeper, Wellington Firebird, whose name's just escaped me. I would have had him opening with Guptill. So I would have sort of cleared the bench just to give everyone a bit of a game. They need to win 1 from 3 to be safe. I think Sodhi might have made a difference on the surface, but just the fact that you've got guys rearing to go on the bench might have added a little bit more heat that top order, Guptill and Munro, just added a little bit of something to that.
Looks like there might be a late wicket there of a run out, but it'll be too little too late, I suspect. The pitch is an interesting one. So it clearly turned, although the Pakistanis pacemen got most of the wickets, didn't they? But nonetheless, Santner was getting assistance and they bowled Kane Williamson. Was that a mistake, not putting Ish Sodhi in?
Well, I won't call it a mistake, but I would have cleared benches and played Sodhi in this game anyway. I also would have played him for another couple of reasons. It does turn at Edgbaston. It is one of the drier pitches and does turn. That's where Jean Patel plays, and he takes quite a few wickets there for Warwickshire Bears. It does turn there, and the boundaries are genuine. There's no sort of short side or short boundary. So that does would have given Sodhi a little bit of extra help. So I won't call it a mistake, but I would have played him almost regardless, unless it was a dirty, filthy green one. So,
well, I can tell you there is update people that there has been a late wicket. They're now 4 down. Harris Sahail run out for 68. Still only need a couple of runs to win that game. Listen, okay, so what now? Because this is the thing: New Zealand is not guaranteed a semi-final the way things stand. We could still make it even if we lose the next 2 games if results went our way. But if we want to be in control of our own destiny, we have to win one of these 2 games. How are we going to do that? And do we need to make changes now?
I thought they should have made a change in this game, which then actually now forces the hand when it's forced, which is not a great way to make changes. It's always nice to be in front of it. And I think now they have to make changes. I think Munro will miss out in the next game. I thought he should have missed out this game, and I think Latham's spot is also a little bit tight. And I still can't remember the
Tom Blundell is his
keeper.
Name. Tom Blundell, isn't it?
Tom Blundell. Thank you. And I think it is indeed, and I think he can fit in nicely either at the top or Harvey Nichols and Nichols into the middle order. I think I would have run that team out today. Anyway, but I think those 2 guys will come in for Munro and Latham.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much, Ian O'Brien, former Black Caps bowler in England. New Zealand's Pakistan is still needing 2 runs to win from 9 balls.